Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley has submitted plans for its consolidated campus in Kingston. The state assemblyman who represents the city says the revision is disappointing. Health Alliance submitted updated plans, including architectural renderings and construction drawings, to the New York State Department of Health, and will present its Mary's Avenue campus revisions to the City of Kingston Planning Board December 17th for project approval. Robert Ross is Executive Vice President of the Northern Region of Westchester Medical Center Health Network, of which Health Alliance is a member.
The project is 127,000 square feet. 79,000 square feet is new construction. 48,000 is renovation of existing space. The new construction will include a 25,000 square foot emergency department, newly constructed ICU, newly constructed birthing center, and renovations of all the patient rooms, the renovation of our same-day surgery suite, medical imaging, laboratory, and pharmacies.
He says once plans are approved by both DOH and Kingston, construction on the $92 million project may begin. Democratic Assemblyman Kevin Cahill is relieved that the consolidation plans are moving forward, having waited since 2016 for the concrete plans.
On the other hand, however, I think, again, like most of my community, we are sorely disappointed that healthcare is contracting so very much in our community. The size of the hospital when this whole thing is done will be less than half of what it was when it started. The number of patient beds is lower even than what was approved by the Department of Health last year. The improvements to the medical village, the creation of the medical village, have been postponed with no definitive date in mind. And most importantly, we are losing local leadership of our healthcare institution. Without any resident leadership here, it changes the entire complexion of healthcare delivery.
He refers to the announced retirement of Health Alliance CEO and President David Scarpino. Cahill says he welcomes the appointment of Westchester-based Robert Ross to oversee the hospital, but says the loss of specifically dedicated community-based leadership points to an even greater need for local input at the highest policy level. Cahill says he met with the Westchester Medical Center Health Executive Vice President earlier this week.
I expressed concern about the delay in starting the Medical Village, since Medical Village will house the professionals who will put the patients in the pipeline that will keep the hospital filled and running. Without the patient flow, we are doomed to continue the cycle we've been on to see a reduced patient load and therefore a reduced presence of the hospital in our community.
Ross declined to comment on Cahill's remarks. Separately, he addresses the plan's changes.
Not a scaling back, but a looking at the overall program and determining how best to move forward with the program. And the dimensions of the building that were submitted had changed from the original announcement. However, the program is very similar. We are renovating patient rooms. There's going to be mostly private rooms in the program. We had originally thought about refurbishing the birthing center. We're now building a brand new birthing center. So based on the community needs and what we looked at the project and what we can do, two stories was sufficient to handle what we needed to do along with the renovations.
Meantime, Ross says Westchester Medical Center Health is focused on being a leader in healthcare delivery.
Medicine is moving much more toward outpatient services, and a lot of the work that we're doing, and including what we're doing in the new campus, is focused on appropriate outpatient services. We've also made very, very large investments in telemedicine in Kingston and throughout the entire WMC health system.
Assemblyman Cahill, meanwhile, says other healthcare groups have been expanding in the region.
As Westchester Medical seeks to stabilize the flow of patients into the Kingston hospitals, they are also competing with HealthQuest, which is creating a similar medical village at the Hudson Valley Mall to take patients and put them into their system. So there's an urgency that has been here all along but does not seem to be being addressed.
HealthQuest announced those expansion plans for the Ulster County Mall in September, the same month it said it's partnering with Marist College to create the Marist HealthQuest School of Medicine at the Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Poughkeepsie. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.